Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News. January 8, 1900 America, New York, British Pound Outlook. GBP, USD, EUR, GBP, GBP, JPY Technical Forecast. The British Pound, GBP, has remained resilient against USD, EUR and JPY as price action tests critical levels. GBP, USD, EUR, GBP, GBP, JPY Technical Levels.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 8, 1739 America, New York, John Madden, Joseph Schumpeter, and Competition. Like many people, I was a fan of John Madden, the NFL coach and game commenter who died last week at age 85. He was a larger-than-life character who made football more understandable to people like me who wanted to watch football on TV but didn't know what to watch for.
Daily FX Market News. January 8, 1600 America, New York, Gold Prices. IFED Chair Jerome Powell Testimony and Inflation Data. Gold prices fell last week as Fed rate hike bets strengthened. Bullion traders expect a busy week ahead, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell set to testify before Congress and CPI data set to cross the wire.
Marginal Revolution. January 8, 1445 America, New York, The Incentives Matter Culture That Is Quebecois. First dose vaccinations quadruple in Quebec ahead of restrictions at liquor and cannabis stores. Maybe that works. Via Paul G. The Post. The Incentives Matter Culture That Is Quebecois appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Forex Live. January 8, 1333 America, New York, ECB's Schnabel says the bank may need to act on policy due to rising energy prices. European Central Bank board member Isabel Schnabel spoke on Saturday, warning the bank may have to act. Rising energy prices may require a departure from looking through policy.
New York Times Business. January 8, 1322 America, New York, Robert Birnbaum, architect of modern-day financial markets, dies at 94. He was renowned for his steady hand during the 1987 stock market crash. He later helped design circuit breakers to calm future panics. Richard Birnbaum, president of the New York Stock Exchange, second from right, with Al Gore, then a U.S.
Global Economy. January 8, 1303 America, New York, ECB executive warns green energy push will drive inflation higher. Isabel Schnabel says low-carbon economy poses measurable upside risks to inflation projections over medium term.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 8, 1300 America, New York, the January effect doesn't hold up with stocks. Bonds are a different story. January has lost its crown as the perennial best month for stocks, our research shows. The new king. Bonds.
Forex Live. January 8, 1231 America, New York, how the Kremlin views the sudden outbreak of violence in Kazakhstan. In one version of history, the huge spontaneous protests in Kazakhstan were the result of years of grievances that boiled over after an increase in propane and butane prices, which are widely used as auto fuels there. In another version, a hybrid war is ongoing where there's an ongoing.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 8, 12 o'clock America, New York. Can energy stocks stay hot in 2022? For investors who are bullish on energy ETFs, here are some of their options.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 8, 1045 America, New York. Anarchy or not? Does God exist? Is anarchy desirable? The two sorts of question are obviously different, and only on the second one does economics have something instructive to say.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 8, 10 o'clock America, New York. Diving SPACs are a warning for aerospace startups. Virgin Orbit's lackluster debut in the stock market should concern speculative ventures with larger valuations and far less tangible prospects.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 8. 10 o'clock America, New York, McKinsey's top executive wants to change how the firm operates. Bob Sternfels, who took the helm in July, says he is emphasizing quicker decision-making at the consulting giant and a fresh approach to hiring and developing talent.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 8, 919 America, New York. What's your personal finance resolution for 2022? Here's what readers hope for. More saving, smarter spending, new investment strategies, and plans to make it happen.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 8, 9:15 America, New York, the crowd that lifted up Eventbrite's CEO. Julia Hartz relied on the help of key advisors to steer the ticketing and events management company through a severe crisis. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 8, 8:29 America, New York, Facebook's former elections boss questions social media in politics. Katie Harbath, who says she left the company disillusioned, now pushes for more online guardrails. New York Times Business. January 8, 8 o'clock America, New York, what's next for the deal boom? After a record year of transactions in 2021, deal makers are expecting a slowdown in 2022. Here are three factors that could intensify it.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 8, 5:30 America, New York, Rocket feasted on low interest rates, but now comes the hard part. The biggest U.S. mortgage lender must convince investors that it can keep growing even if rates rise and refinancings fall off.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 8, 5:30 America, New York, U.S. to spend $10 billion to boost small businesses. The Treasury Department program aims to reverend up business in disadvantaged communities and spur a broader economic recovery. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 8, 5:30 America, New York, restaurants seek aid as Omicron threatens another hard winter. Small operators are lobbying Congress for fresh funding as renewed COVID-19 restrictions, supply challenges and staffing shortages lead to continuing high costs and debt. New York Times Business. January 8, 5 o'clock America, New York, why Tesla soared as other automakers struggled to make cars. The yawning disparity between the performance of the electric car company and established automakers last year reflects the technological change roiling the industry. Tesla set a charging station in San Diego last year. New York Times Business. January 8, 5 o'clock America, New York, no more working for jerks. For almost 2 years, couches have been cubicles. Colleagues are instant message avatars. And people are reconsidering how much they should have to put up with from a boss. New York Times Business. January 8, 5 o'clock America, New York, no more working for jerks. For almost 2 years, couches have been cubicles. Colleagues are instant message avatars. And people are reconsidering how much they should have to put up with from a boss.